Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivani Rari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balaba Girivani Dari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paravajakacharya Asatata Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravajakacharya Astatata Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki. Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Prem Chikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Kadaro Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki. Shishi Radha Krishna Gopinath Shamakund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Let's see.
Today we are scheduled to read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12, Verse 40. Is that verse 40? Yeah. We're scheduled to read to the end of through the end of the chapter. So it's five verses, and one of them has a long purport. So I will read the verses up to that verse with the purport, and then we'll do that simultaneously. And then there's still one more verse after that with no purport, so I'll read that again alone. So. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So text 40, Sri Suta Uvacha, Itam Dvija Yada Vadeva Datta, Shutva Saratus Charitam Vichitram, Papracha Buyopi, Tadeva Punyam, Vayasikim Yan Nigrihita Chaitaha. Sri Suta Goswami said, O learned sages, saints, the childhood pastimes of Sri Krishna are very wonderful. Maharaj Parikshit, after hearing about those pastimes of Krishna, who had saved him in the womb of his mother, became steady in his mind and again inquired from Sukadeva Goswami to hear about those pious activities. Text 41. Sri Rajavacha Brahman Kalantarakritam Tat Kalinam Katam Bhavet Yat Komare Hari Kritam Yagu Pogandakir Baka. Translation. Maharaj Prakrit inquired, O great sage, how could things done in the past have been described as being done at the present? Lord Sri Krishna performed this pastime of killing Agasura during his Komara age. How then, during his Poganda age, could the boys have described this incident as having happened recently? Text 42. Tad bruhi me maha yogin param kotuhalam guru nunam etad darereva mayad bhavatinan yata yata. O greatest yogi, my spiritual master, kindly describe why this happened. I am very much curious to know about it. I think that it was nothing but another illusion due to Krishna. Purport. Krishna has many potencies. Parashya Shaktir Vividaya Shuryate. Sreta Svatara Upanishad 6.8. The description of Agasura was disclosed after 1 year. Some act of Krishna's potency must have been involved. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was very curious to know about this, and he requested Sukadeva Goswami to explain it. Okay, and this is the verse that has the long purport. Vayam danyatamaloke. Please repeat.
Vayam danyatamaloke.
Guru pi shatrabandava.
Guru pi shatrabandava.
Vayam pi pamo muhustatvata. Punyam Krishna Katam Ritam.
Punyam Krishna Katam Ritam.
Vayam Danyatamak Loke.
Vayam Danyatamak Loke.
Guru Pi Shatrabandava.
Guru Pi Shatrabandava.
Vayam Pi Bhamo Muhustata.
Vayam Pi Bhamo Muhustata.
Punyam Krishna Katam Ritam.
Punyam Krishna Katam Ritam.
Please chant.
Vayam
danyatama loke.
Guru pi
shatrabandava. Vayam pi bhamo muhustvata. Punyam Krishna katam ritam.
Vayam danyatama loke.
Guru
Gopi Satyavandava. Ayam Vibhamo Musatta. Punyam Krishna Katam Ritam. Ayam Danyatama Loke. Guru Pi Satyavandavaha. Vayam Vibhamo Muhustatta. Punyam Krishna Katam Ritam. Ladies. Vayam Danyatama Loke. Guru Pi Satyavandavaha. Vayam Vibhamo Muhustatva. Punyam Krishna Katam Ritam.
What else? Okay, we're going to read the last verse in the translation, sorry. Oh, my Lord, my spiritual master, although we are the lowest of Kshatriyas, we are glorified and benefited because we have the opportunity of always hearing from you the nectar of the pious activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Oh, my Lord, my spiritual master.
Oh, my Lord, my spiritual master.
Although we are the lowest of Kshatriyas,
although we are the lowest of Kshatriyas,
we are glorified and benefited because we have the opportunity of always hearing from you the nectar of the pious activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The pious activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are very confidential. It is not ordinarily possible to hear such activities unless one is very, very fortunate. Maharaj Parikshit placed himself as Kshatriya Bandhava, which means the lowest of the Kshatriyas. The qualities of the Kshatriyas are described in Bhagavad Gita, and although the general quality of the Kshatriya is Ishvara Bhava, the tendency to rule, a Kshatriya is not supposed to rule over a Brahmana. Thus, Maharaj Parikshit regretted that he had wanted to rule over the Brahmanas and had therefore been cursed. He considered himself the lowest of the Kshatriyas. Danam Ishvara Bhavas Cha Kshatram Karma Svav Bhavajam. Bhagavad Gita 18:43. There was no doubt that Maharaj Parikshit had the good qualities of a Kshatriya, but as a devotee, he presented himself with submissiveness and humility as the lowest of the Kshatriyas, remembering his act of wrapping a dead serpent around the neck of a Brahmana. A student and disciple has the right to ask the Guru about any confidential service, and it is the duty of the Guru to explain these confidential matters to his disciple. In text 44, Sri Sut Uvacha Itam Sma Prishta Satu Badara Rayanas Tat Smar Ritananta Rita Kalendriaha Gritrat Punar Labda Bahir Dishi Sanai Pratyahatam Bhagavatutamotama. Translation, Suta Goswami said, O Shanaka, greatest of saints and devotees, when Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami in this way, Sukadeva Goswami immediately in the dictionary, what the chance, I mean, we all know the word confidential, but still, I was wondering if there was something more to understand. And basically, confidential means something that's private and even esoteric. It's an intimate or non-public secret. That's what confidential means. And so the opposite of that means open and public. And yet, the interesting thing is that this confidential knowledge is being given to us. And we that could be considered taking something that's confidential and bringing it out to the public. So Srila Prabhupada was speaking in Toronto in 1976, and he was speaking on a Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 3rd verse, and he said, Krishna concludes the Bhagavad Gita with these words, Guya Guyatamam, this knowledge is very confidential. This means when one thing is very confidential, it is very, very important. So Krishna says, therefore, that Ashradadana Purusha, this is so nice, confidential. And I am speaking personally to enlighten the people in general. That's what he's translating. Then Prabhupada said, so not general, but people like Arjuna. Arjuna was not an ordinary person. He was born in a royal family, and he was so exalted that he could speak with Krishna face to face. He's not an ordinary person. So this confidential knowledge is not for ordinary person, but it is so easy. As it is said, Shushukam Kartam Avyayam, it is so easy to perform that everyone can do it. So he's saying it's confidential, and yet he's saying it's easy and it's for everyone. So this to me is like, Srila Prabhupada is to me like Lord Chaitanya breaking open the storehouse of love of God and distributing the contents freely. Because then Prabhupada in this lecture, he goes on and he says, just like what we were doing in this temple, these boys, these American and Canadian boys, he was speaking in Toronto, so he's saying American and Canadian, says, what are they doing? It's very easy. What is that? Chanting Hare Krishna, dancing and eating prasad. What is the difficulty? To chant Hare Krishna, or in ecstasy, dance nicely, and dancing. When you become hungry and tired, take nice prasad. What is the difficulty? By this process, they are becoming devotees. There is no need of discussing higher philosophy or becoming a mystic or magician or juggler or bluffer or cheater, nothing. Simply accept this simple process. You come here and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and automatically you'll become ecstatic. Because this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not ordinary sound. It is spiritual sound. Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Gola Kara Premadana Hari Nama Sankirtana. This sound, just like you receive sound from distant place in radio. Similarly, this sound is not produced in this material world. It is brought from the spiritual world. Gola Kara Premadana. So Srila Prabhupada just made this process so easy. And not only easy, but fun. I mean, who else in this material world gets together with their friends on a daily basis and sing and dance? And it's not, you know, for a mundane reason, it's to glorify God. It's just an amazing process. And then Prabhupada saying, after singing and dancing, we get hungry, we take prasadam. And if I asked you all how many are here because of prasadam, maybe we could have a raise of hands. Who joined the movement because of prasadam? Okay, I see several hands up. And who stayed because of prasadam? I think you're all here. I think everybody should raise their hands on that one, right? So we have this simple process. I mean, I just feel like my message is always very simple because I just see the process as simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. I personally do not see myself as a philosopher. I appreciate hearing the pundits we have in this community. It's always amazing to me to hear them. But I myself, it's just simple to me. The chanting, I originally joined the movement because the chanting made me feel good. I didn't know why. I didn't understand that it was the names of God. But by chanting, I felt good. I felt happy. And I took it as an experiment, like on a weekly basis. Devotees were saying, if you chant, you'll be happy. And I didn't believe them, But I said, I'd try it. So I did. I stayed in the temple and chanted. And after a week, I felt happier. So I decided to try it for another week. So it was like that for several weeks, for at least a couple of months. It was a daily commitment. And somehow here it is almost 42 years later, and I'm still chanting because it's still, the process still works. In fact, the chanting gets better. Like if we were chanting any other words other than the Hare Krishna mantra, it would be very dry. I mean, even if we were to chant water, 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 it would just make us more thirsty. It would not quench our thirst. But on the other hand, by chanting Hare Krishna, we actually, at least I've heard from advanced devotees, we can actually develop a taste. We actually relish the holy name, where we actually really look forward to chanting. I've been to many japa retreats, and I've experienced that it is possible to increase our listening abilities, and in just the technical side of chanting japa can be improved. If we just really honestly look at ourselves and, you know, judge our own selves, nobody else, but just looking at our own self and look at what it is, you know, in a japa retreat, usually start off with this on a scale of 1 to 10. We, you know, how we assess our own chanting. And then at the end of the japa retreat, we look at that again. And everybody always had, you know, a higher number, because by concentrating, getting together with other devotees, and we can do this actually just individually with our friends, just check in on how we're doing with our japa. And of course, the technical side is just the basis, and then there's listening, and when the mind takes us away, we can learn to bring it back, so we're, again, listening. And then there's chanting from the heart. And there was a slogan in the japa retreats. It was heart deep, not lip deep. So we're chanting with our mouth. I mean, that's our material facility. That's our lips. But we want to get beyond that and chant from the heart. And so that can be practiced. And ultimately, we have to take shelter of the Supreme Lord and really beg for mercy. Take, you know, get the ashraya, the shelter of the Supreme Lord, because ultimately, to really experience, fully experience, chanting the holy name, I mean, it's described by, in so many places, as very ecstatic. So unless we know ourselves, we can look at ourselves, is that where our experience is? And if it isn't, we can know that that can be the experience. And in the japa retreats, they describe that last step of really fully feeling connected to the holy name, to the point of feeling ecstasy, like that's like a door that can only be opened by Krishna. Like the other aspects of improving japa, like the technical part and just, you know, controlling the mind and chanting from the heart, those are like doors that we can open. But that last door to fully experience, when we say the name Krishna, that we are seeing Krishna and fully connected to Krishna, that full relationship, like that's like a door that can be opened only by Krishna. But we can be sitting at that door and chanting and begging for the mercy so that Krishna will open the door. And anyway, it's just an analogy. If it doesn't work for you, you don't have to. It's not the truth, like there's a door, you know, but it's just the idea that we can be surrendered to the Supreme Lord and sit at his feet and beg for mercy. So I have a lot of other things here So in several places, Srila Prabhupada, to get back to the understanding of confidential, Srila Prabhupada explains that the word guyam means confidential. And in Bhagavad Gita, this is in a lecture Srila Prabhupada was giving in Bombay in 1974. Prabhupada said, the knowledge of Krishna is very confidential, guyam, guyatamam. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, my dear Arjuna, I have spoken to you so many things, but now, because you are my very dear friend and devotee, therefore I am discussing the most confidential knowledge. And what is that? Srila Prabhupada asked. Sarva dharmam parikyaja, mame kam. Just surrender unto me. That's all. This is the confidential knowledge. Don't try to understand many things, or if you have heard, if you could not understand me here, then I tell you, this is the most confidential part of knowledge, that sarva dharmam parikyaja. So then Prabhupada says, before this verse, guyat guyatamam, guya means very confidential. So this guya, this Brahman realization, is also very confidential. But Paramatma realization is guyatara, still more confidential. And to understand Krishna is guyatama, superlative degree. Guyat guyatamam. So now Srila Prabhupada is explaining that there's confidential knowledge, there's more confidential, and there's very confidential. Or the most confidential. Actually, he starts off with very and more and most. It's more like that. So, Brahman realization, you could say that there are other philosophies or other people following religion on this planet who may have that realization that Krishna or God is everything. But that understanding that of Paramatma, that the Supreme Lord is residing in everyone's heart, this is pretty much not a known understanding in the world today. And then the most confidential is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these messages of, you know, even Brahman realization, it isn't like that's I can't really say, I don't really know how many people on this planet understand that that's important, that God is everywhere, but to know Paramatma and that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is the knowledge that really is in the hands of the devotees, and it's up to us to fulfill Prabhupada's mission in distributing this knowledge around the world. It's not going to happen by other people other than Srila Prabhupada's followers, because other religions, other philosophies just don't include this. Perhaps you've heard this example of a train. There was once a group of people who had no experience of a train that were standing on the train track, and they wanted to understand what the train is. And so from a distance, they could see the train coming, and at the front of the train was a bright light. And some of the people seeing this bright light say, oh, now I understand what the train is. It's a bright light. And they went away, thinking they understood. But other people stayed on the train track and saw the train coming closer and closer. And then they saw, oh, the train actually has many carriages, separate carriages, and it's running on wheels. And they could notice so many things about the train. It had form. And so they thought, okay, now I understand. It has a light and it has form. And they thought they knew everything about the train and they went away. But other people stayed on the platform and they saw the train pull into the station. And when it came to a complete stop, they actually went into the train. They saw that actually there was many people inside. And there's different, you know, different parts of the train had other things as well. But they had the full understanding of the train. And this example is sometimes given to understand Brahman realization. It's like seeing that bright light, like on the front of the train. And then Paramatma realization, that God is in everyone's heart as a supersoul. And that's, in a sense, like having form, like understanding deeper. But the full explanation, the full understanding, is when we understand that Krishna is a person, God is a person, or that in the train that there are people. So this most confidential knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is only really understood by doing devotional service. And in fact, it's described in many places like pure devotional service, not just we're casually doing some service which with our body, but the mind absorbed. Like there's so many levels of purity. And so this is why we have temples, is to associate with each other, to have the opportunity to serve the deities in the temple, so that we can become expert and raise the level of our service to become more pure. And there are, I just want to switch gears here just for a second, because I'm a very staunch believer of spreading Krishna consciousness, and yet I myself have the failing that sometimes when I meet people, I don't necessarily give them Krishna. And I'm not really sure what's blocking me. Sometimes I think they may have some bad impression of devotees, or sometimes they think we're a little strange, or whatever things like that kind of stop me sometimes. But it always impresses me when other devotees are fully enthusiastic to spread Krishna consciousness and let nothing stop them. And this last weekend, I got the opportunity to celebrate the birthday of a dear god sister, Samapriya Prabhu, who she was sharing with us stories of how she became a devotee. And in her sharing, she said one thing that just struck a chord with me so deeply. She just is saying how at some point in her life, because I don't think it's ever changed over her life, but she was talking about how she would see people. I think she was just walking on the beach. I think she was talking about even in Jagannath Puri. She was just walking on the beach, and she would see total strangers. And she said, I had to go up and give them Krishna. I mean, it was like she was impelled to, like, she meets somebody. She's not even meeting them. She's just seeing them. But she would want to meet them to give them Krishna. And it gets this kind of, like, full out, you know, willingness to share Krishna consciousness. It's just really awesome. When I think back in the early days of Krishna consciousness, like, our whole day was centered around going out on Sankirtan. And it was it was just an amazing thing to see devotees being so fearless. And when they would come back at night and tell stories, like, I myself was never really a Sankirtan devotee. I mean, I was for a short period when I lived in Canada, and it was just, the people were very mellow, and I would basically just be, I don't know, it was just really easy. But when you're actually preaching on the basis of the books, like, that's what I'm talking, when I'm talking about the full expression of Sankirtan in the early days, was people actually selling the books on their merit. And that really takes just surrender. And then devotees would come back and tell us their stories. I was going to say that they would say that they would feel so connected to Srila Prabhupada when they were out on Sankirtan, because they had to fully depend on him for mercy. Otherwise, they just couldn't do that service. And because it's not a material ability. See, that's what's interesting, is that I could call it my looking materially like I have 100% Jewish blood, so therefore I am able to do business. So I've always been able to sell things. Like, I could sell paintings when we used to sell paintings, or I could, you know, I go out in a few weeks, I'm going to a mall and I'm going to sell Christmas ornaments, which is kind of bizarre for a devotee to be selling Christmas ornaments. But that's what we do to make money. to support myself, I do that. But it's but this is not, you know, distributing Krishna consciousness is not dependent on a material ability. And so I just wanted to encourage devotees to consider, you know, when we meet people, are we giving them Krishna consciousness? Are we prepared? Do we have some small books in our bag? Do we have invitations? And our, but our main thing is, are we willing to share Krishna consciousness with them? And in this regard, I just have one small thing to say about when people come here to the temple, which does happen on a regular basis. I mean, I don't know statistics, but we do have guests coming here sometimes. And recently, the temple started this wonderful program of having a container behind Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasan, and they put some prasadam in there, and it's specifically for guests. And just the other day, some guests came, and that container wasn't here. When I asked Shakshi Gopal, what's going on? Where is it? He didn't know where the container was, but he said that when they put prasadam in there, that very often, according to him, it gets taken by devotees, and especially their devotee children. And when he says something to the parents, they just, well, it's a child, what can you do? But we have to consider that if we had the choice of giving prasadam to somebody who's never taken prasadam, or giving it to our child, who would we choose to give it to? Wouldn't we want that guest who's never had prasadam to have that prasadam? And Prabhupada, I know I experienced it when I lived in Mayapur, he was very adamant that any guest who came to a temple should get prasadam. I mean, he used to have devotees go into the kitchen and cook prasadam. If there wasn't maha prasadam or regular prasadam available for the guests, he would have us go into the kitchen and cook, and he considered it prasadam. Or he would have devotees go into the kitchen and just get fruit, just bring it out. It was prasadam, and he would give it to the guests. This is an important principle. So if they again start putting that prasadam in the back of the temple, I just wanted to request whoever's hearing to consider that it really is meant for guests. We get prasadam all the time, but the guests should get that opportunity to take prasadam. That's my public service announcement for the day. So thank you very much for listening. And if there are any questions or corrections or comments, we have 1 minute left. Hare Krishna. Guru Prasad.
My husband came in the room and he said something, and I said, Hare Krishna. And the boy said on the phone said, are you Hare Krishna? And he said, yes. He said, oh, you immediately can get 20% discount.
Wow.
I said, why? Why? He said, I'm a devotee. And I said, oh, you are? What's your name? He go, well, you know, I go to your temple, I take prasadam, I'm not initiated. Haribo, 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 to make sure I knew he was a devotee. I thought it was so ecstatic. So even on the phone, you know, sometimes you never know. You can preach on the phone. So
yeah.
We end up being an hour on the phone telling him, you know, what are you reading? Well, I forgot to place the order. But, you know, it was so ecstatic.
Nice.
So I thought that was really nice. And then the other day my sisters came to visit, and I know they were coming, so I made this elaborate prasadam. I made everything I thought they would like. And they kept saying, aren't we going to the temple? Aren't we going to the temple? And I said, yes, 1 minute as soon as I finish cooking. He said, no, let's go to the temple. So we came to the temple. They had darshan, everything. And he said, so can we take some prasadam? And I said, well, I cooked the whole thing at home. She said, but can we have prasadam in the temple? And I said, oh, all right. So they took a little prasadam and said, this is so ecstatic. This is so nice. Not ecstatic. This is so good. And I said, well, the same thing I cooked at home. I made, you know, paneer sabji. I made all the nice stuff. And then he said, but it's not the same. It's not the same. So I said, prasadam, it really is, you know.
Sorry. Thank you. I just want to say, like, often when we're on the phone with people, like you said, we often hear that Indian accent because it's outsourced. And it's very easy to ask them if they know about Krishna consciousness. Yes, Madam Mohan.
I once had a computer problem, and the person who answered the phone had an Indian accent, and ended up, they were in Delhi is where the call was, and they were just down the street from the temple, and I told them, you know, they said they know where the temple is, and they said, okay, after about 15 minutes of talking with them, she said she was going to go by the temple, and she was...
Anyone else?
You probably can make friends any place at a UPS center. One day I was going out,
Vedanta Prashanam. And I don't know, for some reason, I went in and I took it. And the boy said, oh, is this for me? And I said, oh, yeah, it's for you. And I gave it to him. So now when he sees me, I go in there, and I have to collect things regularly. He sees me, he said, oh, Hare Krishna.
Yes.
And I said, you've been coming to the temple, you know, when I get a chance. He said, no, but I'm always welcome to your nice food. So, you know, I mean, if he sees me, sometimes I'm the last person in line, five or six people, and he go, Hare Krishna. So people go there now, you know, they think he's Hare Krishna. You know. His name is Steve. He works in the afternoon. Really nice boy. Yeah. So, you know, it's so easy to say Hare Krishna to people. It's no harm. But, and then they start saying it. And without knowing it, they're preaching to people who come there. Hare Krishna.
Sure.
You know, so I thought it was
nice. Just, yeah, we can always invite these people to the Sunday feast, even if they don't come. And, of course, you all know about the Bhakti Viksha program, right?
Yeah.
Does everybody know about that? Like, there's several Bhakti Viksha groups that have started in the last month or so. And it's geared towards new people. It's like a very, very mellow, like baby steps, pretty much, training people to become devotees. It's just really, it's basically kirtan and prasadam, with a little bit of sharing Krishna consciousness. I mean, and it's not a lecture at all. Like, we read a little bit from Prabhupada's, you know, something from Prabhupada's books, and then we discuss. And the whole thing has been worked out by other devotees. There's like, it's like a course that's, the syllabus has already been, it's already been provided for us. And so it's very easy to do a Bhakti Viksha program. And if anybody's, so first of all, if you're meeting anybody who at all is interested to come to a program, Kirtan and Prasadam, you can contact Ramiya because he's in charge of the whole program. There's some happening in Alachua, and there's some in Gainesville, there's some in Jacksonville, Tampa. I mean, it's starting in many places. And, you know, we should think in that those terms if we meet people, especially if they come to the temple, especially if they're already here. That may mean that they want a little more. Or at least are willing to come to eat prasadam and chant. Okay. I think we better end over time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.